Hello and welcome to your podcast host, Emotional Wellness with Angela. Well, today's topic is to trust or not to trust. That is the big question. You know, trust is a very sacred and a very, very important factor in all of our lives. Knowing that we can trust, you know, a close friend, a family member, somebody that we've been around for a long time is an absolutely incredible feeling. Being able to share particular thoughts, opinions, maybe even some secrets along the line, right, with another person, that is a huge, huge deal. But it also requires us to trust that person and that individual 100% and with absolutely no doubts in our minds and our hearts. However, and however spelled with capital letters, however, we are all just human beings. And to be really honest, even the most trusted people, maybe sometimes whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, can break a promise, right? I know some of you have been there and experienced that, or maybe even broken the trust of somebody else, and maybe it was unintentionally, just like we just talked about. The bottom line is when that happens, some, and I want to say most people that are already not trusting a whole lot, they can be very hyper-cautious and perhaps suddenly not trusting anyone. And basically that's causing them a 180 switch, you know, in the way they feel about trusting other people blindly. And they may never have from the get-go, but that is, or that can be a reason. Now, before we go on too quickly, I would like to introduce myself first. My name is Angela Santiago, and I am an energy medicine practitioner for, well, almost two decades now. I'm also a certified aromatherapist, an educator, and a counselor. So my expertise is basically, in a nutshell, supporting clients when they are not emotionally aligned. And why? Most of the time, or primarily, it's due to either past or current trauma. Some people feel super anxious. Some of them are overwhelmed. Some of them are totally stressed. But usually, what the common denominator is, they all search for simple, powerful solutions to get their confidence back up again, something that inspires them. And even sometimes things that shift their negative self-beliefs, you know, so they will gain more clarity and confidence within themselves. Now, to learn more about some of my offers, you can go ahead and visit my website, angelasantiago.com. Now, let's get back to our topic. To trust or not to trust? That is the big question. Let me start you by asking several questions so you can assess in which category of trust that you will fall in. So there's three categories that we're going to be covering today. The first one is, are you naturally a very trusting person and, you know, see life mostly through rose-colored glasses? Everything is good, nothing shakes you up too much, and you're usually quite balanced and even-keeled. Or are you number two? Are you the complete opposite? And you don't trust anyone at all at any given time, period. Are you predominantly suspicious of others and never, never, ever, ever let your guard down? I know I can't see you, but I can almost feel how many of you guys are nodding your head. Yes. Yes. Now, let's go to the third option. Perhaps you are one of those individuals that are able to intuitively know exactly who to trust and who not to trust. Now, think on that for a minute. But I betcha you got your answer already in less than 5 seconds, right? You know exactly, out of all of the three categories that I just gave you, you know exactly where you fall in. You don't have to think about it too much. Now, perhaps you're still a little bit on the fence in which category that you kind of fit in. So let's just take a look and do a quick assessment of your trust levels. If you pick category one, there is a good chance that you have been predominantly, or that you have had predominantly, really, really good experiences with other people. You know, people have usually been very trustworthy, and you feel safe and okay to trust them, right? Now, if you pick category number two, never, ever, ever trusting anyone, there is a very, very high possibility that there are underlining reasons and factors why not trusting people is an issue for you. It's an issue for you, and we are going to uncover all of that during our entire podcast. Now, if you happen to pick number three, you may have learned to subconsciously go with what I call your gut feeling or your intuition, right? Knowing deep, deep, deep within you that it is okay to trust that particular person and don't even have a second thought about it. That right there, my friends, is an awesome feeling and really, I want to say, one of the best things or the best place that we can be in. Now, that's my personal 2 cents that I would like to put in. Now, let's go ahead and identify and talk about some of those underlining beliefs or maybe past circumstances for each of these three categories. Let's start with, if you're a very naturally trusting person, what in the world could be the reasons for that? Well, let me enlighten you. Let's start. Number one, and we already touched on that briefly, most people that are very trusting, they had, for the most part, very good positive experiences, and which in turn really laid out very carefully a solid foundation in their belief system. You know, if they have grown up and they had very supportive parents, very supportive family, they may have a very different outlook in life than someone who was never hurt, someone who has had a lot of difficulty and turmoil in a family growing up, right? Now, number two, some of us, they're just naturally very, very optimistic. That's just the way it is. If this is you, you may have this innate trust and always this rose-colored worldview to encourage positivity in people of all kinds, right? Connecting with others and establishing close bonds, that is your superpower. Yes, it is. Now, something that is also really interesting is we can have very deep desires for other connections. And if we do, people in general, they have you know how it is. We have everybody wants to be connected to someone else. Well, not everybody, but a lot of us, we love to be connected. We love to have some form of connection, either being part of a team or a group. Even sometimes just having a one-on-one conversation or connection with a friend or someone, right? So, but trust is usually very necessary in establishing relationships. And it doesn't matter whether it is personal or whether it is work-related. Trusting wholeheartedly usually indicates having the advantage of emotional support during difficult times. And I really want you to think about that. When we trust others and they trust us, there is usually a support for each other. So when we're going through something difficult, we don't have to look for very long to find somebody that can support us and comfort us and help us through a difficult situation, right? You heard this saying, you know, I have your back, you have mine. You know, someone has our back and we can count on them. Bottom line. Now, also common belief system. Now, that's also very interesting. Having similar or sometimes even the same beliefs, ideas, could be same principles or philosophies, they can create an instant bond of trust. And listen to this, whether we know the other person or we don't. We don't have to know them really well. It's just all, we could have this automatic bond. Isn't that interesting? Just because of our belief system. In that case, we base or rely on similar views that others may have as well, and that right there can be the common denominator for instant trust. Wow, so cool, right? I hope you all are enjoying that so far. I sure do while I'm sitting here talking about it. Now, something else that very or people that usually trust others have also in common, and those are similar life circumstances. So when we're going through, let's just say, similar struggles or challenges, just like other people, and they go through all of the, you know, kind of sort of the same stuff, again, that right there can create an instant bond and trust and even support, even when it's among strangers. It's this immediate understanding of this possible shared pain that we have experienced, the heartache that we had to go through, the sadness that we felt, the loss that we have experienced, whatever it may be, it really doesn't matter. Just knowing that we had very similar life circumstances and that we believe now that we have this in common with somebody else, and because they have been through the same struggles as we did, and the same distress and despair, maybe hopelessness, helplessness, all of that, there is an automatic trust, right? Now, some people, they have a positive self-confidence. Some of us, or some people, actually have a really, really high level of self-worth. Yes. Which means they're more confident in approaching others while believing mainly in the good of people. They see the glass half full instead of half empty. And let me tell you, that is their life's philosophy. And may I add, a really great philosophy. That's actually such a wonderful way to be, and I'm going to tell you why. I really want you to listen to this. This is important. I want you to write this down. Positive people attract positive people. Woo-wee! Now let that sink in for a minute. I'm going to repeat this again. Positive people attract positive people. That is really, really something to think about. Now, last but not least, strong resilience. Some people, they just have a lot more perseverance to overcome and also overlook disappointments, even someone that where the trust is broken, right? Even then, they are not as much bothered by the past, but their philosophy is, I'd rather move forward to a new day, a new way, with new opportunities, even if it presents some risks. Now, in addition to that, very interesting, and as a counselor and energy medicine practitioner, I talk about this very often. They are also often so much more forgiving and rather press the forward button. Now take a deep breath and again, really let that permeate your thought process for just a moment. They would rather forgive. They forgive, they forget, bam, moving on, pressing on or moving on with the forward button, just like that. Now, if you identify with this category and it works for you, all I have to say is keep on rolling with that. Do what works for you. Do not let anybody else deter you, discourage you. You have something good going on. Stay with that. All right? Now let's get to the second option. That is when you generally don't trust anyone. Again, being an energy medicine practitioner and a counselor, I can truly and safely say that when that happens, that there is a really high possibility that there has been some kind of a trauma that is attached to us, right? So let's take a moment and discover some of the reasons why we don't trust others. And let's just start with the very obvious one first. Super, super common and a huge big deal. And the reason is betrayal. Again, capital letters. Betrayal with 25 plus exclamation points behind that. Seriously. Betrayal is huge and over the top. Working with clients that gives me or has given me and still gives me a really, really vast insight into their struggles, their challenges, that what they're dealing with, and perhaps continued or repeated betrayal, I can tell you this, is a massive, massive trigger for most of them, especially when it involves being lied to, being deceived in any which way, or someone that experienced being cheated on. Now, the latter can also include monetary things, but also emotional and mental components. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. A person is cheating on their partner, spouse, whatnot, with a very trusted and close friend. On the same token, let's just say you're a business partner with someone. And maybe they are dishonest, or perhaps they took money, or maybe they meddled with the finances and really, really pulled some wool over your eyes. Experiences like that can totally make us skeptical. They can make us leery and over the top distrusting. It's betrayal is huge, you know? So now, when moving forward, when perhaps we have another partner or another business partner, another close relationship, maybe as another spouse or anything like this, we already, our antenna automatically goes up because we have never really dealt with that trauma. So it really wouldn't matter if we're still with the same person or just still the same business association. There's this little red flag that keeps waving in our subconscious mind. Should we trust this person or should we not? And usually the trust is broken. And establishing, you know, renewed confidence and faith in somebody else can take either a very long time, if the people that were betrayed, if they would even consider that, right? Now, also want you to hear this. On some token, some other people, they can forgive a lot quicker and move on a lot quicker, again, because they're forgiving. So I really want you to let that sink in. And even if it was a heart-wrenching betrayal or something that was really, really tough, they're still easier to get over that because they choose, they want to move forward and they don't want to be stuck. Now, the second issue with struggling with trusting others is insecurities. Past or again, even current traumas can certainly play a big role in the struggle to having distrust with others, as I already mentioned several times. This deep-seated trapped emotion of fear, for example, I'm going to give you a couple of them. I can't trust anyone. People are only taking advantage of me. That can truly rear its ugly head. Trusting someone isn't even an option in their minds. They're like, forget about it, not happening. Those people generally live in the past and they operate out of fear, sometimes helplessness, even hopelessness. And then what they do is they create a barrier of isolation and loneliness around themselves. Their excessive mistrust causes them to guard themselves against new relationships, and maybe they end up with many, many missed opportunities for healthy and positive connections with others. Now, just as a reminder, we all have choices, right? Everybody has choices. And although those people who don't trust anybody, that they have various choices, they very often live in reclusion and disbelief that things could actually change and be turned around. And I do understand to a point, you know, some of us have been hurt and betrayed and dismissed over and over and over, sometimes for months, years, and decades. And it can take a while to get out of this hamster wheel, if you will. But I want to let all of you know there is a way out. There is a solution. My motto is there's a solution for everything. And I'm sticking with my story. Now, number three, difficulties communicating. Oh, where to start? Where to start? A continuous lack of communication can create a breakdown also of trust, and it builds very often a sense of this deep unease within us. In so many words, it produces, for better or worse, a breeding ground of suspicion. You know, then it builds this invisible wall all around us. It starts to grow on the inside of us. And then we end up blocking the flow of a normal and a healthy dialogue. Something to, again, to ponder over, right? So often have I heard the concerns from clients when they describe that, if you will, uncomfortable feeling of their throat, I guess feeling closed off, like energetically speaking. They tell me something feels stuck, something is going on in my throat. I feel like I can't get my words out in a flow, or something is stuck. And for whatever reason, they just can't express their thoughts freely, right? On the same token, without open and necessary dialogue, our assumptions can start taking over our minds and our thought process. And that in turn can give us totally exaggerated interpretations and very often distorted perception of what's really going on. And that is usually the time that when we end up with misunderstandings, and then all of a sudden they multiply. Oh, they just, you know, the saying, the something gets bigger than a molar, or there's something about an elephant. Things just seem a whole lot bigger than they really are, right? And as humans, we usually crave the warmth and the assurance of loving and encouraging words. However, when the truth, you know, is absent, and the truth, well, the truth is basically an absence of communication that can build a wall and a barrier around our very, very so fragile hearts, you know, protecting us from long-standing pain of uncertainty. A lack of trust from poor communication is a recipe for straining any kind of relationship. And on top of it, it festers emotions of resentment and distress. Plus, and I also want to add this to that, there is this self-fulfilled prophecy when we constantly mistrust others and then we're making stuff up in our minds. And then all of a sudden it really happens what we're thinking. But if we are constantly in this negative space and have all of these old wounds that keep constantly showing up, that is when all of a sudden we're basically inviting negative stuff to stick to us. And again, that's where the self-fulfilled prophecy comes in. I hope that all makes sense. Now, another thing that can cause us not to trust others is a very deep fear of rejection. Ooh, where to start? Seriously, where to start? Having lived through deep-seated rejection myself, I can profoundly, you know, it can really profoundly impact a person's ability to trust others, hands down. The pain of intentionally dismissed, being like dismissed and being excluded and abandoned, can have such a long-lasting effect of scars, which can leave a huge long trail of mistrust. And again, at the anticipation of the same scenario repeating again and again and again. The memory of intense emotional wounds, let's just say, for instance, like ugly words. Someone is nasty to you and calls you very unkind words. Deep cutting remarks. And sometimes it's almost like we can feel these ugly remarks going right through our skin. Or even going through a tough breakup can be easily triggered by something that we hear, see, smell, touch, even hear. The encounter of certain traumas can cause such a shock and a panic to our nervous system that leaving a person in a state of like disbelief, distrust, self-doubt, and basically repeating this emotional vibration and this continued pain and mistrust over and over again. There is a, how shall I say, the feeling of worry and fear. And here it is again. It almost becomes this self-fulfilled prophecy where even more distance is built. You know, basically strengthening the belief that rejection is unavoidable. Basically, we're feeding the monster. We're feeding negative beliefs. And let me tell y'all, negative beliefs are incredibly powerful. But guess what? So are positive words and positive beliefs and positive thoughts, right? Remember, I've mentioned it a couple times and I'm gonna say it again because this is very vital and important. We always have the option to turn things around. Everybody has a second chance. We can all change the way things are. We can change it around. We have options. Now, the next section talks a little bit about emotional scars, and I just touched on that briefly, especially when it comes, around fear of rejection. Emotional wounds, as for an example, like betrayal, abandonment, having a broken heart, emotional abuse, just to name a few, can make it particularly hard to trust again. These often still raw wounds, they can be just a constant reminder of the past pain that we had to endure and that we went through, making it even more debilitating to letting go of this fear and this also terrible dread. Again, mistrust is so profoundly embedded in the center of our hearts. All right, so now the next segment is absence of honesty. Honesty is, well, one would hope it is the basic foundation of trust. It's as simple as that. When this one component is missing, again, it can leave us with a sense of suspicion and wariness. Now, being exposed to others and to, people that we know, new people, people that we're familiar with, it doesn't really matter. But people that consistently tell little white lies and they twist their stories around will surely keep our alarm system sparked. I can guarantee this. Even when there is the slightest little apprehension of someone being dishonest, red flags are going up just like that. Boom, there it is. And what happens then? Another wall layer is created to shelter the heart from another wave of treacherous emotional pain. Promises are broken, leaving us with, again, shattered dreams, being disappointed, shattered expectations. There's basically this constant struggle of figuring out what is true and what is not, that just keeps our brain with this ongoing chatter of unease and overload. Trust has now turned into skepticism and major mistrust, causing our subconscious mind to be on continued and permanent state of alert. Yes. Causing our subconscious mind to be on a continued and permanent state of alert. We often can't relax. We can't enjoy our life. And to be truthful, this is not what most of us want. Most of us want to have a life of peace and calmness and balance and joy and harmony. That is what we all really want. Now, last but not least, let's talk about unreliability. Whew, another one of those. So, trust, plays a crucial role in nurturing strong bonds and lasting connections. Therefore, counting on somebody and knowing that they will show up without delay, that is of the utmost importance to us, right? When promises are broken, especially when that happens over and over and over again, it keeps repeating itself, you know? Or even sometimes if it just happens a couple of times and commitments are not taking seriously, our beliefs in the dependability of others keeps just totally diminishing. It's like, wah, wah, wah. Couldn't trust the last two people. Why should I trust this one? Everybody is out to get me. I can trust nobody. The same thing keeps repeating itself over and over. It's just a dark cloud hanging over my head. And the negative chatter starts coming in again and repeating itself in our minds, right? And if you really think about it, unreliability really translates that another person doesn't care. They're not telling the truth. Or they're just saying something to appease another person just for that moment. And again, in turn, that can leave very lasting and devastating scars around the topic of trust. So I want you all to take a moment and take a deep breath. How are you all doing so far? I am sure that everything that I said is definitely something to think about, right? Now, let's get to the last and the third option. That's my favorite one to talk about. And that is using your gut feeling to hone in on who you can trust and who you can't. That is my personal favorite option, and I use this every single day myself. So let's just start. Number one, listening to your inner voice. That can be such a powerful guide when making daily, sometimes hourly decisions, even if it's beyond a logical explanation. Tapping into our inborn wisdom can literally navigate us through the jungle of subtle clues and ever so small nudges that are detected deep inside of us. Yes, yes, listening to the little nudges, listening to our heart. Now, trusting your gut feeling is like following an easy-to-read roadmap to reach your destination. This can be totally your built-in tour guide once you get familiar with it, okay? So once you feel comfortable with it and you familiarize yourself with that, then suddenly, boom, you have a little GPS on the inside of you. So tapping into this guide can help so many times to make informed judgments about whether or not you can, should, would, or ought to trust or distrust. To describe what tuition is, it's really quite simple. It's the little inner voice that is letting us know, and I'm saying instantly, yes, instantly, if something is good or bad, if something is right or wrong, if it is a yes or if it is a no. It is such a unique and a powerful way that many people don't use that simply because they don't trust their instincts. Oh, there are, again, people, we have options. We have options. It is almost too easy and too simple-minded for a lot of people, you know? So I'm going to give an example. So just when a child maybe touches a hot stove, they innately already know they shouldn't be touching it without you even telling them. Yes, they do. They already know from very little on, this is hot, this is something that I'm not allowed to touch because it would hurt them. They know that instinctively. Again, this is their innate alarm system that is built on the inside, their inner intuition. Kids can tap into this from very, very early on. Now, something else, trusting your intuition also indicates most of the time that we can have a huge level of self-trust. Relying on this unconventional yet magnificent, yes, it is magnificent, decision-making process saves mental energy and will not waste hours and hours and hours coming up with a good or an efficient answer. It's like we hone into it, we have an answer, let's go for it. We can very easily make decisions simply by overseeing someone else's body language. That is a really good one. We can watch their facial expressions, even sometimes the posture or the tone of voice, which can provide ample clues on whether they are trustworthy or not. And you don't have to study all of this stuff. Sometimes we just know. We just know, and I know all of you have experienced this at one point or another. It's just simply trusting the process, right? Empathetic people they're easily tuned in to sense a vibe of authenticity when being around fake and phony people. Now, I really want you to hear me on this. I really want you to. Developing to listen to, and I quote, your gut feeling. What does it require? I'm about to tell you. It requires active listening. And when I say active listening, I'm talking about listening to your inner self. Listen to your heart, okay? Listen to the discernment and hone into the ever so small little nudges and hints. Even, you know, how sometimes things make us feel. For instance, and this happens to me a lot, I can stand next to somebody and I feel like a little bit, not so comfortable. I have a little dis-ease around them. And then I go stand next to somebody else and oh my gosh, they feel so wonderful. They exude so much joy and I can like literally feel that, right? So sometimes when we feel this perhaps sudden fear or dread or feeling uneasy around someone, a really good one, I want you to pay attention to that, people contradicting themselves. Okay, sometimes they say something, they contradict themselves. So these are all kinds of clues. Sometimes, again, that goes back to lying and them kind of tripping over and again, oh, wait a minute, you said something different just 15 minutes ago and now you're saying this. Paying attention to what others say. Blushing or maybe speaking in chopped sentences that have absolutely no flow. So, creating this flow between critical thinking and the balance of intuition is a sound approach for a well-rounded assessment of how we think and we feel, and that's how we get answers. Okay, so take another deep breath. That was a lot of information. A lot. And some of this information may have been new, some you may have already heard, but you know, regardless of which, I trust it started to give you more insight on how to make decisions around trust a whole lot easier. Now, to conclude the podcast on trust, simply finding a balance, that is truly the key. Trusting others without discernment, that can leave us vulnerable and again filled with despair and ongoing disappointment. On the same token, not or never ever trusting anyone can move us into isolation, stifles opportunities for further growth, and this is a big one. It can deprive us of new and exciting connections. Whew. Just use your intuition as a simple guide. That is an easy measurement to scale someone else's trustworthiness. Okay? Now, again, listening to your inner voice, watching for body language and expressions, and tapping into your emotional feelings can also be super helpful in making very insightful decisions on who to trust. Now, embrace this beautiful, profoundly built-in gift and learn to trust yourself in making discerned choices while walking through the jungle of life. It is really easy. I'm telling you, it's all about practicing. Sometimes we know exactly in our heart what is the right answer, but then our brain starts showing up and we start to contemplate. And we're literally very often talking ourselves out of what is in our heart. So I really want to leave you with that. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart and practice. So now, as we wrap this up, this very special episode, I just want to share something really exciting with all of you guys. You know, I have very carefully put together a huge collection of personalized declaration sets. Some people also call it affirmation. Each of them are designed to address very different aspects in our life. So for instance, like from embracing serenity to letting go of worries, another set talks about setting boundaries, and another one talks about moving on from toxic relationship all the way to staying positive during illness, and many more. These are personalized tools to empower your emotional wellness journey that are filled with self-approval and endless possibilities. So in order to find them, you can also go to AngelaSantiago.com. You can scroll all the way down on my very first homepage, or you can go under shop and you can find all of them there. There is a bunch of them, and I know you will absolutely love them. So this definitely concludes our podcast today. And I am so appreciative. Thank you for listening. And I want you to stay tuned for the next podcast on emotional wellness with Angela. As always, lots of light and love. Your host, Angela Santiago. Have a lovely day.